This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Question. Is this real news or is this fake news? Why it might be time to replace the Star Spangled Banner with a new national anthem?
Stop.
Is it parody or is
Stop.
That...
Stop.
Oh. It says, in an increasingly anti-racist era when problematic iconography... What's with the words today?
Iconography, icons, iconic songs.
Okay, I get that. But
okay, I don't know.
Iconography, where'd the graffiti
what?
Come from?
Yeah.
Todd, he's the word police. Get him in here. Anyway, when problematic, iconic something graffiti is being reassessed or retired, the national anthem seems to be striking a wrong note.
Yeah.
This is from the editor-in-chief of Yahoo.
Yeah. There's trigger. There's feelings. There's feelings.
Last week, protesters in San Francisco toppled a statue of the song's composer, Francis Scott Key.
Mm-hmm.
A known slaveholder who once said the African Americans were a distinct and inferior race of people, which all experience proves to be the greatest evil that afflicts a community. This week, a student at New York's Urban Assembly School of the Performing Arts. Has anybody even heard of that?
Nope. Okay.
Juilliard, I've heard of. This,
yeah.
This I've not. Refused to sing the Star Spangled Banner at her virtual graduation ceremony. Explaining to the Wall Street Journal, with everything that's happening, if I stand there and sing it, I'm being complicit to a system that has oppressed people of color. Complicit to a system that is a system.
Okay.
How about a system that's given black Americans more opportunity than everything they've ever known in their life? It's just, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. It just is getting more and more bizarre by the moment. It's one of the reasons I'm headed to South Dakota, because fireworks is back at Mount Rushmore to celebrate the 4th of July, Independence Day, and the President of the United States is going to be there with his whole family. Don Jr., I think, is there now for the whole week, fly fishing, and Kellyanne Conway, a lot of folks, and my friend Mike Lindell. Some organizers of an event, Main Street Square, 5 o'clock. Is that the time they're starting? Yeah, 5:30, Main Street Square, Rapid City, Friday, week from tomorrow. Called and said, hey, could you ever put us in touch with Mike Lindell? We want to know if he'd come speak. So I did, and he is. And Jack Brewer will be there as well, former Minnesota Viking. It's one of the reasons I love Mike Lindell. I do. He was in Arizona with the president at the
Yeah, he was with us, Minneapolis.
Yep, he goes everywhere. He's with the president down in Oklahoma. He just is incredible. So when I see somebody like that bold, you know what I do? I say, I want to buy something from that person. I want to support that company. MyPillow.com is one of our fine sponsors here. Right now, the pillows are, of course, always the thing everybody talks about for good reason. But if you've already got a pillow and you're looking for more great MyPillow products, the towels are back in stock. They sold out. Absolutely sold out of all of them. Great deals on those. Now buy one, get one free. And also they have beach towels and beach blankets. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Mike Lindell and yours truly, Main Street Square, Friday, 5 p.m. Then the president at a desk at the Mount Rushmore event, which would be pretty darn cool. Okay, Congressman Kelly Armstrong is here to talk about... I want to talk a little bit about police reform and anything else you'd like to chat with Kelly about. Before I do that, Jim the Flagpole Guy did not get in last segment, and we can't do that to our man Jim. I read that story about the Star Spangled Banner for you because I'm thinking you better order as many flags as you can get and get them out there, because pretty soon they're going to be coming for that. So we better fly the flag and make it really hard for them to get rid of our flag. Jim, can you take that on? Are you willing to do that?
I'm willing to... Oh... I'm willing to carry out whatever I have to do to maintain what my grandfather suffered and came home with and lived with his whole life that I might have opportunity. And there's so many of us got around that know the truth, and while this thing around questioning why it's all going on, and all I can say is look at it, all of the hurdles that our president has overcome in his last 4 years, and he's still ticking like Teflon Don. And I just know if we all maintain our prayer life and maintain being good to each other, and we won't have to come to having to defend that flag. I think God's doing that. But what a beautiful country we live in, and how awesome it is that I get to serve the greatest people on earth, and to see their smile on their face when that flag does go up. That is so deep in the soul that that person wouldn't just let somebody else come and tear it down. And the people that are resisting the American flag should just know that there's so many of us that love that flag, and we know what it's like to be free, because we know what sacrifices are, and we'll defend her. And I'm just happy to be around those type people. And America is what you can do, not what you can. Live morally, do what you can do. You're here to do the next right thing for the next right reason.
Great advice.
God bless all of you. God bless all of you.
God bless you, Jim. Every time I look at that flag in the backyard, I think of the spirit of which you approach every job, every business, every home, every ranch, every place you go. Pretty amazing. 701-571-FLAG. Give them a call. Get on that list for your flagpole. American-made, of course, and proud of it. ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks a bunch, Jim. Take care.
Thank you, Kelly Armstrong, for yielding your time. Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
You bet. I know Kelly well enough to know that when somebody's talking about the flag, he's okay with waiting a moment or two. Welcome.
Yeah, I'd yield my time. I'd yield my time to him down in D.C. anytime he wants to come to the swamp.
Well, you could use him. He'd be a good wingman.
That message could sure be said a lot more down here.
Yeah, that's for sure. I see the Supreme Court just now handed the Trump administration a win on the deportation powers in that case before them. Determining that a federal law limiting an asylum applicant's ability to appeal a determination that he lacked a credible fear of persecution from his home country does not violate the Constitution. How in the world the Constitution could have been thought to be violated by someone that was not a citizen is sort of beyond me, but this is the times we're in. What do you make of that decision?
Yeah, I think they got it right. That's exactly right. I mean, there are certain things that apply to everybody that's in the U.S., and then there are certain things that are somewhat reserved for U.S. citizens, and the distinction between those two things is important. And when we continue to blur those lines, we run the risk of having a country that has, I take heat for being, my wife's an immigrant. I understand this stuff as well as anybody, but you still have to have laws and rules, and they have to be followed.
What did you make of the president's recent decision on the visas? Speaking of that, I mean, obviously that is personal for you. Your wife is an immigrant, and I also have heard from a lot of employers over the years who, have not been able to get employees, and so those work visas end up adding more jobs here because they bring somebody over that can design something or whatever and then be there. On the other hand, we got a very different unemployment situation now than we did then, so was it the right move?
Yeah, I think probably at this time it's probably the right move. It's a way more complicated situation. The problem is we have to continue to doing this because Congress will not get in the real game on real substantial immigration reform. And, I mean, it's an issue in North Dakota. We have to recognize that. I mean, whether it's we have to do a better job of training, STEM researchers and be able to grow our own people. And I think the president has a great plan for that, but also have to recognize that that's generational. And in the meantime, we have to be able to do some of these things. I sometimes get a little concerned when we talk about that. I mean, if you are one of my good friends in Western North Dakota who maybe becomes unemployed because there's no workover rigs going right now, that doesn't necessarily mean you have the training to capable to do some of these other jobs. My bigger issue with immigration right now, quite frankly, is farm labor and how we make sure that we continue that right now, because that is really important in North Dakota, and that is a workforce that we will be very difficult to replace.
And it was already a problem in all the different border restrictions and everything happening with COVID, that they were not able to get employees they normally would. Now, I would imagine this new order makes that even more challenging, would it?
Yeah, and I mean, some of it, I mean, we have to recognize, you know, like, we have companies in North Dakota that have bought, I mean, you know, European engineered equipment that is only can be installed by somebody from that company who doesn't happen to be a U.S. citizen. So we have to make sure we're able to do those things. Otherwise, it'll stop our economy as well. And I mean, those things are important. But also at the same time, when we know what we're going to be going through the economy, taking a step back and looking at this before we have foreign temporary labor competing with our unemployment numbers, that's not, I mean, it's not a terrible idea to take a step back and look at that.
Questions or comments for Congressman Kelly Armstrong are welcome. 800, so I got a frog in my throat. 800-228-0550. What the heck is a frog doing in my throat anyway? It's kind of a strange thing to have in your throat, wouldn't
close
you say?
Close the door!
Yeah, 800-228-0550. Text us, me at 367-2054, Todd's at 226-8503. More coming up.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4 for 4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4 for 4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What's on your mind is brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson and Sons. over 100 years, they've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. If you own a business and you want to say, where can I shave right now? Where can I, you know, revenue's down. I've got to find some places in these what normally are fixed costs and bring them down. I would really encourage you to talk to the team at H.A. Thompson & Sons about the Link service contract that allows them to provide you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. So you get a static number, and they do the maintaining. They replace if it needs. No surprises. That's what it should be called, the No Surprises Service Contract. Right there. And they do this for more than 1,000 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. H.A. Thompson and Sons, HATandSons.com online, or give them a call and tell them Scott sent you. 21 past the hour, back with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. I want to spend the rest of our time talking about a project you're in the middle of. You were at the White House when the president announced his version of police reform and the executive order. You've been working with Senator Tim Scott on the legislation of this. His legislation defeated yesterday as a partisan, this pushback on this. Chuck Schumer says today that Mitch McConnell, prefers partisan pronouncements to bipartisan legislating when it comes to writing bills. So they're trying to say that that one was partisan and bad. You get the bite at the apple in the House today. Obviously, Democratic majority will make that very difficult. Walk us through what's going on here.
Yeah, so let's just start with the politics of this, because it's really disingenuous for anybody to say that when the House Democrats are running a bill where we offered 12 amendments last week. We had one hearing on it, and they accepted zero amendments, and they accepted zero amendments in rules yesterday, and they're going to force it to the floor today without the ability to amend it there. And at the same time, I think it's really important, Scott, to make sure people understand what happened in the Senate. They didn't defeat the bill. They defeated the ability to debate on the bill. If this is an issue calling for bipartisanship and calling for solutions, why wouldn't you take a Republican bill led by Senator Tim Scott, get it where you need it to go, even if it's not as good as you want it to be, pass it, because you know today the Democrats are going to pass out their partisan bill out of the House, and you end up in a conference committee and figure out how we move this forward. So any opining to the contrary, quite frankly, is not recognizing the reality in D.C. And sooner or later, Democrats are going to have to figure out that they control one half of one branch of government, and they don't get to be in charge without the help of Republicans.
So, let's set aside the games, which are just sickening but very predictable and always there. Do we need police reform? Do we need some meaningful action right now? And what's covered under the president's executive order, and what waits for Congress to act?
Yeah, well, so this is a different question for me. I mean, this is something I've advocated for my whole life. Prior to even being involved in politics, I chaired our Justice Reinvestment Committee in North Dakota. So, yeah, I think there are real places where we can do real quality reform that keeps our community safe, keeps less people incarcerated, and deals with those issues. One of the things that's in the executive order and was in Tim Scott's bill is some form of a national ability to ensure that bad cops, when they get fired, they don't just get rehired somewhere else. Why is that important to North Dakotans? Because we're always looking for law enforcement, and we don't want somebody who's washed out of the Chicago Police Department finally after 15 violations to all of a sudden move to rural North Dakota because it's the only job they get. How they deal with training, more de-escalation training for law enforcement is a fantastic thing. It's great whether you have a very diverse community or not, because we deal with a lot of mental health issues, and then you can talk to any cop in North Dakota, and they will tell you that those issues are becoming more prevalent and dealing with those things. But what you can't do is make it easier to prosecute a law enforcement officer, make it easier to sue a law enforcement officer, and then make it harder for them to police at the same time. Because what that'll end up doing is it's not going to be real reform. It will make our communities less safe, and it won't solve the problem we're trying to get at.
You know, if I were a police officer, if I were a sheriff's deputy, if I had law enforcement in any way, I would have a hard time coming home to my family and saying this is a profession I need to keep doing, because look at the lack of any kind of empathy for what they face on that thin blue line every day. How do you have a discussion about reform in the sense that what we saw with George Floyd in Minneapolis, nobody disputes that was pathetic. By the way, some of the video was manipulated because there was another officer trying to get him to stop, but that's going to happen. But there's no defending that, right? We get that. On the other hand, that's 0.1% of the interactions that happen between a law enforcement officer and a suspect. So how do you, in this effort to have police reform, also recognize the fact that we need to bolster them up and support them as well?
Start there. Start with recognizing that the vast, vast majority of law enforcement officers do a really hard job really well. And every single time they get out of the car, they run the risk of being in a terribly violent situation. And then recognize that there are things that we can do better, both as local departments from whether it's standardization or more training, figuring out a way to do more dash cams and body cams is always a good thing. The more transparency we can shed on that, and it's good for officers too. It protects officers. One of the differences between the Democratic bill and Senator Scott's bill is how you do this registry. And this might seem like a small thing, but it's not. Under the Democrats' bill in the House, all complaints go into this registry. And that's just patently unfair. I can tell you the vast, vast majority of complaints against law enforcement, it's not that they're not valid, they're completely frivolous. So there's a difference between an officer who has had five things on his jacket that have stuck and an officer who patrols a really tough area that gets a complaint 5 days a week because he's doing his job. And so, but it's a little frustrating because my friends on the other side of the aisle will jump through hoops to ensure that everybody knows the vast, vast majority of protesters are peaceful, which I actually agree with. I think the vast majority of people who have protested across this country are peaceful. But yet at the same time, we need to reform all police officers because there are really all officers, all departments, all across the country, regardless of population, regardless of rural versus urban, because there are some bad officers. The vast majority of cops and the vast majority of departments run very professionally and keep our communities safe. Now, does that mean there's not room for reform? Absolutely not. There is room for reform, and there are things we could do a lot better. But in order to do that, we are going to need to recognize that both Democrats and Republicans, rural and urban, have to come together in a way that does some reform but also keeps our communities safe.
The vote today is basically a show vote, right? I mean, it's going to pass, obviously, but it has no chance of being legislation that the president would be able to sign, correct?
No, absolutely not. And I'll give you an example of why you know this. So in the Democrats' bill, they have a portion where all federal uniformed law enforcement have to have body cameras, which I actually agree with that. And that's actually the jurisdiction of Congress. But I offered an amendment that says, well, that's fine, but then if all interviews need to be at least audio recording. Because I find it really interesting that if you're trying to deal with transparency, you have to keep your body camera on while you detain the guy, but feel free to turn it off while you coerce the confession. And they wouldn't even accept that amendment, and that just just doesn't...
Yeah, which is something they should, you think, like. Kelly, keep up the great work. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Congressman Kelly Armstrong today on What's On Your Mind.
Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got five tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, juventours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. Juventours and Travel, 237-9000, juventours.com.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mandatory 14-day quarantine now in effect in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut for people coming into those states from other states that have high COVID-19 numbers. Governor of Connecticut Ned Lamont saying they're concerned about people coming in from hot spot states.
When the New York metro area, including Connecticut, had a high infection rate, there were some quarantines on our visitors down to places like Florida. And today, they have a much higher, 10 times higher infection rate than we do here. So we thought one of the best things we could do was see if we can prevent that from happening.
He spoke on ABC's Good Morning America. The advisory applies to nine states, among them Arizona, Florida, Texas, and Utah. First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell slightly last week to 1.48 million filing initial claims. It makes the 14th week in a row, though, that jobless claims have been over a million. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA, helping America fuel better. Valley Dairy, part of that family in the Northern Valley as well, and they have the best lunches. Grab-and-go convenience, super easy to take and go, or just sit down and enjoy a great meal. It's home cooking, and it's grab-and-go convenience, and it's meatloaf dinner. What's for lunch? Meatloaf dinner, Harwood, I-29. Just north of Fargo. Spaghetti at the 12th Avenue Fargo location. Country Fried Steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City, as usual, a couple of choices. Exit 292 off I-94. Swing in and enjoy. That really is, pound for pound, I don't know of a better convenience store anywhere in North Dakota. I really don't. It is the nicest. Great friendly staff, good food. You know, I always end up buying a little trinket or two because they always have something kind of fun for, you know, the kids or whatever. It's just a great spot. Pulled pork sandwich, French dip sandwich at the Valley City location today. All of those lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And don't forget, any PetroServe USA you walk into has the 4 for $4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies ever made, and a 20-ounce pop or coffee. Four items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. They got those anaconda. You know, anaconda's a snake, right?
Yeah, big one.
Only these are anacortas.
Anacortas.
You know what those are?
Those are phone cords that are really long.
10-foot cords.
Yep. Love mine. Have one. Got,
you know,
one there.
You know why those are the best? Not only that you need to, you know, be a fair ways away from wherever you're plugged in, nobody steals them. See, they can't steal them.
Yep.
Do you have this problem at your house?
I don't. I bought one at 12th Avenue with the petrol store.
Yeah, okay, good for you. Because once in a while I have this problem, I don't have enough of the anacortas around. They're only $9.49 for the iPhone. Yeah. Right now at all PetroServe USA locations. All right. I'm going to get Dana in here, who's waiting to weigh in. We got a little time to chat about whatever you'd like, and I promised I'd play some clips of Senator John Kennedy speaking about Black Lives Matter's stated goal by their honcho in New York City is to burn down What are they burning down again?
Oh, here he is.
If this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system.
There you go. The system. Yeah. This system.
The system. Burn it down.
Yeah. If this country doesn't give us what we want, folks.
Is that a child?
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah.
Said, you don't give us. Osama bin Laden said, you don't give us what we want, we're going to, you know, what do we do? See you later. Bye. Saddam Hussein, go hide in a hole. You know, I mean, that's a terrorist organization is what it is. And there was an interview that was unbelievable. I'm not going to play the interview for you because I hate the crap. I really do. Just hate it. But I'm, you heard part of it. That's enough. And I want you to hear what John Kennedy has to say about it, too. All right, 258-0550. Call me. 800-228-0550. Text me 367-2054. Text Todd, the radio god Mitchell. This company he works for is unbelievable. You know, they give him Tuesdays off. Hey, Todd, just relax on Tuesday. Just chill.
Yeah.
You deserve those Tuesdays off, Todd. I want you to know that.
Of course he does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys should just kick back and relax.
I feel like that episode of Cheers when they say you can't give you a raise, we can't give you a title. You don't get Saturdays or most Sundays, but we'll give you Tuesdays.
Tuesdays off! There you go! Exactly right. That should be a sitcom or something. Okay, Dana and Judd, what's on your mind?
Is that the only day of the week you get off, Todd?
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like retail. Yeah, every day's a holiday, you know?
I came in there and saw you once. You're sitting behind all your screens. It is like Captain Kirk on the Starship Enterprise.
Well, really, it might look more like if the Titanic were built today, then I'd be the guy captaining. You're right. I am hiding behind four screens.
Yeah.
Captain.
Exactly.
Captain, my captain.
Damn it!
The warp drive's down, sir!
Damn it! Kevin, we need more power! Yeah, that was my favorite. We need more power. Sorry, Dana, we digress. It doesn't take long to get us down a rabbit hole. What's on your mind?
Is Kelly still there?
Kelly is gone. He's in Washington, right, D.C. He's getting ready to vote. He was in Rules Committee for like 4 hours yesterday on this police reform bill because Jim Jordan had to go to another... I had to fight some other battle. So he's right in the middle of this whole police reform battle.
The Democrats don't want to do anything because they want to ignore what's been happening for the last 300-400 years. And then if they vote for him, they might address it. But I went to a different place there. But I was going to talk about they got... some inquiries going on the meatpacking plants as to how much exports went to China since the coronavirus started here. Are you there?
I am. Is that part of the FBI investigation?
No, Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker are questioning how much exports of pork went to China here since this corona started. And in the month of April, they exported 112,327 tons of pork to China in April. It's more than any other month before, and that's up 257% from a year earlier.
Well, isn't that a good thing for pork producers? How is that bad?
Because at the same time, they were telling us here that we have pork shortages, and they're grinding up our pigs and spreading them on the land for fertilizer. So...
Okay.
Maybe
I missed this memo. I thought the reason we were burying pigs is because there was no processing capacity, so we had no choice but to do that. Isn't that the reason we did it?
That's probably what they should find out, just what's going on with this. But anyway, on this meatpacking plant, can I throw out my idea if I was going to change this, what it would be?
If you can do it in 30 seconds, yeah.
No, I can't.
Well, do it. Just give me the 30-second version.
The state would have to take some of the money they got right now in the legacy fund. A plant costs about $40 million for a good one that will process 2,500 head a day. And then if they do it in conjunction with the farmers, where the farmers sit on the board 3-2 with the state on there to handle the regulations, so the federal government doesn't step in and let these other ones leverage us out.
Yeah, I used to think that some version of this was a good idea. Somebody somewhere along the way said, "Are you aware how many times we've tried versions of that, Scott? How there's been different groups that have done it and it's not worked?"
Because they didn't have the country backing them at that time. Now they know how important this food supply is.
So you think that would be because consumers would be better attuned to wanting it be not a Brazilian-owned plant, not a Chinese-owned plant. Is that why you think it would be different this time?
Right, and Walmart's talking about building a meatpacking plant. Well, I mean, you don't want that. Now you got the same thing. They're going to pay the least they can pay and get the most they can to undercut their competition. That's how it works. So they got to do something, or they're going to get left in the dust again. They got the money. And they could open it up to in-state investors so that everyone can have a share in this and have Walmart buy from us.
Yeah, no, I like the idea of a North Dakota brand. I really do. I like the idea of getting innovative about this, and I think it's something we need to talk about. I honestly would like our elected leaders from the legislature on up say, hey, how am I spending my day? I'm going to spend my day to talk more about the future than I am the past. The past is COVID. We know what we have. We're watching it closely. We're managing it. So that'll get 20% of the day. 80% of the day is going to say, what are we going to do because of what happened with the COVID? That's what I'd like to see happen and address questions like this. Appreciate your call. By the way, speaking of China,
the states around could support it.
Maybe. Yep. I love the way you think, Dana. I love the way you think. You're thinking about this, and that's we got to keep that conversation going. When we get a better sense of where this beef investigation is at, I'm looking forward to putting some folks together and talking more about this stuff. No question about it. Appreciate your support. By the way, in China, speaking of China, did you see that Senator Cramer was in the middle of a effort related to China sanctions that has been very interesting? Politico has a great story on this. I don't have time to go into it in detail, but they walk you through the whole thing and how it happened. What happened. Basically, it blocked a piece of legislation that he'd previously supported, and it's kind of part of the whole battle for those in China that don't like China. They want to push the Trump administration to punish Beijing over all kinds of issues. And Senator Cramer said, even for us, this is dysfunctional. This is dysfunctional. And so that's why he did what he did. But it's an interesting story. If you haven't followed it, I'll just tell you. I'll leave it at that. Let's go to Bill and Stanley. Bill, Stanley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I was just going to comment on the fella last night saying they were going to burn the system down. The only reason they added system is because he didn't want to go to jail for inciting a riot. As soon as they start lighting buildings on fire, they were coming to get him.
So that was his kinder, gentler way of saying it. He knew exactly what he was doing. Their whole thing is scripted, folks. They're Hollywood. They deserve zero respect. Zero respect from any of us. They're not about changing anything other than their political fortunes. That's it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well said, Bill. Thank you. Give me a little bit of John Kennedy on his take about what he heard last night, that last cut we did. Again, the Fox anchor said, well, all I heard from this guy is he's talking about saving black lives. That's why he's saying what he's saying. What John Kennedy hear?
Well, here's what I heard, not in his words, but in mine. I listened to the whole interview last night. Here's what I heard Mr. Newsom say. I heard him say, I hate America. America was evil in its origins. It was wicked. And it's more evil today. I heard him say that most Americans are racist, anti-Semitic, misogynistic, ignorant, and we need to burn the system down. Now, this is America. He's entitled to have that opinion, but he's not entitled to act on those convictions and be violent. And it has been tolerated by our mayors and by leaders on Capitol Hill.
Darn right it has, and it's time for it to end right now.
Amen.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire. There's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with the splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
On Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC Overstock, the huge special purchase of off-lease GM program cars and sport utilities, Enclaves, Acadias, Yukons, Malibus, Cruises, some of those few as 5,000 miles, and payments as low as $199 a month, and all come with our lifetime warranty. Over 150 pre-owned to choose from. We can trade in your vehicle even if you still owe money on it. If you don't like it, trade it. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Lemon before
in the House bill right now, they refused any Republican amendment.
In our legislation, I offered 5 because they said they needed 5. I offered 20 because they said 20. I offered a manager's amendment, which basically means we can rewrite the parts of the bill that you want to. They said no.
That's Tim Scott, senator from South Carolina, who's had a heck of a week. And I think this is something that is going to be looked back upon as a really revealing moment for people who claim to want lives to be better, specifically black lives in America to be better, when a thoughtful black senator from South Carolina works with Republicans and Democrats to come up with a bill on police reform, and they don't vote for it because it's Republican. It's just like, you want the issue, you don't want to fix this. So very, very revealing part of today. All right, we have some guests in the studio we're going to chat with, but Becca's been waiting a while, so let me get you Becca in here. Northeast Montana. Where in Northeast Montana are you, Becca? We're doing good.
Medicine Lake.
Medicine Lake. All right, what's on your mind today?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, 2 things real quick. I called in last week and told you guys about Delta, how they scrapped our flights and stuff. And I just wanted to set the record straight. They came through. We're flying out of Grand Court. We're out of here for the 4th.
Good.
So Delta actually did come through. Another thing is, you know, I have been discouraged over the last few months of what's going on. Kind of was depressed about the whole, you know, movement of what's going on with all the riots and everything. And then I have to add, July 15th, 2009 was my proudest day of my life when I took the oath, and became an American citizen. And I take our constitution extremely serious. I read the thing forward, backward, did my citizenship test and all that stuff that goes with it. Now, I listened to General Flynn yesterday. He was on the radio with Sean Hannity and Mark Levin. And I must say, I'm so glad I listened to that man. I am pumped up. So when some punks want to come and burn this place down, bring it on.
Bring it on, Becca. Becca, you are a national treasure. You really are. I really appreciate that. I don't have time to continue this conversation, but I want to, so I'm going to ask Daniel to get your number so we can get you first up tomorrow on the program, because I think you're raising an important point. And what's happening to General Flynn, I didn't even talk about it today. I mentioned it briefly yesterday in a breaking news. I mean, literally, that is black and white proof of everything we've been talking about since President Trump was a candidate for office. So these are important things. All right, let me welcome our next guest. Ryan Bosch is here, who is Executive Director of Northland Pace Senior Care Services. And Jana Ness, the Marketing Director, is with us as well. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you,
us.
Scott.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is Northland Pace Senior Care Services? What do you do, Ryan?
Well, Northland Pace Senior Care Services is really an all-inclusive, just maybe start covering with the acronym, which is PACE. It's Programs of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And it's really a healthcare model designed to utilize an interdisciplinary team of providers, nurses, CNAs, therapies from PT, OT, social work, activities. I mean, really the full healthcare team working together in one room, providing cares in our setting, in our clinics, as well as in the home.
And so if you have someone that you're starting to think, is it time to move my loved one to nursing home care, this is a perfect alternative to that.
It is an alternative, but I also like to call it a very specific healthcare model that, I guess in my opinion, is very effective in managing people of various ages. And I might just turn it over to Jana at this point to kind of cover that criteria for what it means to enroll into our program.
Okay.
There are just 4 basic eligibility requirements. Aged 55 or older, eligible for nursing home level of care, which you would probably be surprised at how easy that is. Live within a PACE service area. We only serve certain zip codes to ensure that we can give the best care to the participants and be able to live safely at home at the time of enrollment.
And those areas now are around Bismarck, around Dickinson, around Minot, and then coming soon to Fargo, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good geographic area to help in this. Are there health care providers that you partner with? And what does the coordination of all the health services look like with PACE?
Well, we do partner with various health care entities in each of our service area locations, like, for example, Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. We try to contract with as many other health care providers and health systems in the area, because while we do try to provide as much all-inclusive care in-house, that's truly why we exist, is to coordinate and manage the care as best we can for each individual in our program. But we also realize that there are some things, specialty care services, that we can't provide in-house, for example, like podiatry or cardiology or some of those other needs that participants may have or patients may have as we continue to age and as life happens.
NorthlandPACE.com is the website. There are locations in Bismarck, Dickinson, and Minot, as I mentioned, soon to Fargo as well. Northland PACE Senior Care Services, what a great alternative. Medicare, Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. And talk about a quality of life improvement. That's great. Thank you both.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spice moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.